Jesus is precious.
I may be wrong, and if you have a better definition, let me know. But that word precious, does that mean dear? Is that good enough? Sweet? What does it mean? What's precious mean to you? I know what it means, and I think maybe you know what it means.
Valuable.
Valuable. That might be an ingredient in that. Anything else? What's precious, Phil?
It's the thing or person that you hold the most dear and that you cannot do without. It's precious.
Precious. Valuable. Yeah. What?
Golden.
Golden. Now, you probably wouldn't find that definition in these definitions, maybe in the dictionary. I don't know. I haven't looked. I doubt if you'd look up the word in Webster's dictionary for precious and find golden.
How about wonderful?
But I think we know what Susan means. It's dear. It's valuable. All those things. That encapsulates that in one word. You're saying, Sister Marian, what?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. He's valuable. He's golden. He's dear. He's the dearest thing that I know. or person that I know. And is there a Bible verse? I know there's a Bible verse. It's in Peter someplace. And I haven't looked this up ever in my life. I remember my Uncle Edwin, though, he would say this more than once did I hear him say, "Unto those of you that believe," Peter writes this verse. This is the way it reads, I guess, in the King James. "Unto those of you that believe, he is precious." But Uncle Edwin would often say to us, or more than once say to us, that word really, that text really means, "Unto those of you that believe," he's revealing his preciousness to you more and more and more and more. He becomes dearer to us. He goes from gold to platinum. Is that an upgrade? I don't know. He just becomes sweeter. And then we sing songs like that. Still sweeter every day. Yeah, that's what Jesus wants to be to you. And it's probably true to say, excuse me, choking. It's probably true to say right now, Jesus is precious, but could it possibly be that he could become more precious? Could he become dearer than he is even right now to you? And I guess, you know, you would think, how could it? I mean, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. I love him with all. But I think there can be a greater understanding of how precious, how wonderful, how endearing, how special he is. And that, I guess, goes on until he calls us to be with himself. And so today his name is precious, and he is precious. But Lord, our desire is that we find you in a greater way, that you even become more precious to us. We might not think that's even possible because how wonderful you are, how dear and special you are to us. But Lord, we do see and understand from your word that you want to reveal yourself to us even in greater ways. You want to show yourself to us today, so that you can indeed become more precious to our hearts. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can sing this morning, "Jesus is precious. He is so precious to me, my Savior, my Lord, and my Master." And it's true. We're not singing hollow, empty words, but Lord, it's from our hearts. It's our experience. But we pray, Lord, that you will reveal your preciousness to us in a greater way today. Lord, in this meeting this morning, throughout the day as we are on the grounds and whatever we're doing, Lord, just help there to be a drawing of our hearts to yourself by your Spirit, Lord, that will amaze us. Lord, we want to know you better. And we pray that you'll do that for the whole camp, Lord, for the boys and the cottagers, staff, the counselors, Lord, maybe for some that are yet still here in any parts of camp, maybe there are some that you're not very precious to them. But Lord, you want to open their understanding. You want to become precious. And we pray that that would be the case, Lord, this day. This day. It's a day that you want to reveal your love to our hearts. And so we invite you to do that, Lord, and open our eyes, open our understanding, and become more precious to us this day, we pray. Amen. Amen. Could we sing number 461, I believe. "He is so precious to me." I think it's 461.
Praise all that they are when. Number 19 in our Pilgrim Camp book. Number 19.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, sins are gone. There underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the wonder of it all. Dear Lord, dear Lord.